This is RSBNB Update, episode 187, recorded January 15th, 2009. Mustard Logic. Hello, everybody. RSBNB update once again. Brad's still off in a place in the southern hemisphere, in a certain country that's an island country. I think you guys can guess where that is now, but he will be coming back for next week's show. Hopefully. I haven't heard from him since he left, so I assume he's coming back. Not as though he'd like to move there or something, you know? But anyways, we've got an interesting panel of experts here in their respective fields to show you guys about this RuneScape update called the Login Timer Increase this week. So, first off, we have Mike.
Hello.
And then we have Paul, who was here last week. And Mr. Chief Snake, a.k.a. Brad.
It's even worse than me. Hi.
What's even worse?
His frequency of being on the show.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, I didn't have anybody else, so I just had to round up enough people I could get. So
yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. People like
anyways.
Us.
Second choice.
Yeah, so anybody, Paul, have anything to say since last week?
Nope, nothing really that new.
Anybody else have any opening remarks before we dive right in?
This is going to be a boring show.
Yeah, probably. I actually pinned this one as being a boring one, seeing as it's odd and everything, you know? But anyways, first off, we got the login timer increase from 90 seconds to 5 minutes. Not 90 minutes. That would be quite insane if it did go from 5 minutes to 90 minutes, you know? But anyways, there you go. So basically, you can just stand around and do less stuff rather than not having to keep your hand on the mouse, you know? So
AFK.
Yeah. But they advise in the update
to
not AFK. It says, make sure to stay on the watch for random events and other players who want to talk to you.
Well, anyone who wants to talk to me, screw that.
So
I have to go through private channels to do something that obscure.
So does anybody have any idea as to why they would decide to do this, Mike?
I don't know. I guess for all the people who complain that they like to read the forums and get logged out.
That's actually another reason they cited. So, maybe. But could it also have something to do with the fact that macroing isn't really a problem anymore?
I suppose so.
Yeah, I don't know. Brad, what do you think?
I don't think it would have made much of a difference to macroing anyway, would it?
I don't know. I haven't macroed.
Macros are always moving, so.
Are you admitting to something?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
No! But no, what kind of difference would it have made? I mean, yeah, like Paul said, macros are always on the move.
Okay.
Well, they would have methods to avoid that timer anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess they just say give the warning about other players who want to talk to you because they still might get the idea of muting you, you know, or I mean reporting you because you're just sitting there and doing nothing. So I don't know. That's a welcome update.
You don't have to talk to people.
Yeah, that's a good point actually. Like I remember, I don't remember what I was doing, but I swear I had somebody report me because I wasn't talking to them. They said I was reported for not talking to them.
I don't pay enough attention to even see if people are talking to me or not. If I realize it, it's like after the fact. So I've probably been reported more than once for macroing. between the forums and watching stuff online, paying attention to what other people are saying that I don't know isn't really high on the priority list.
Yeah. Also, has anybody noticed how sometimes people will just come up and say your name and then expect you to, like, respond to them, but in reality they never asked a question, so really you don't need to respond to them? Does that just annoy me, or does it annoy you guys as well?
Do cape emote, please.
Sometimes at the Grand Exchange, when they say your name and you can't see it, you miss it, and then they get angry at you.
Well, they just say your name and nothing else.
Yeah, well, like, I'm looking in my bank and I can't see anyone talking around me, so I completely miss it in the chat. I'm just not even looking at that.
Like I see people just keep spamming Shane, expecting an answer from me, but I don't know what they want, so I'm not going to say something.
Well, you just ask them what they want.
Take extra effort.
Oh my god.
Or what's worse is being called like level one. Hey, level 123.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh god,
just say the number.
136.
Let this be a lesson to anybody out there listening. Use the player's name. Don't say, hey, level 132 or whatever the heck level they are.
Yeah.
That's just mean.
When they do that, I just tell them I have a name.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot how we got on that tangent, but I was going to ask Mike if there's any documentation on... the code of conduct for responding to players. Like, is it possible to get reported for not answering someone?
No, it's not. Like, you mean from a mod?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, like, the mods have, like, the same reporting guidelines as regular players.
Well, that's good.
Well, of course, I can't say much else.
What would you report them under, anyway?
Yeah.
If you were supposed to.
Offensive language.
But they're not even saying anything.
Yeah, you can only report certain things after people have said stuff. If usually you can only report macroing and what else don't you have to talk for? Most things you have to actually do something in order to be able to report someone else.
Like abuse.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, I get the idea.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time to move on for that little update. We're going to talk about something a bit more spicy, let's say. Chat filter has been tweaked to uncensor some words. Anybody want to share some of these words? Because I only know of three, but if anybody else knows of any, just go right ahead.
Damn.
Okay.
What was the other one?
I know crap is uncensored.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Damn, crap... Suck and
ass.
Yes.
Did they uncensor screw, or was that ever censored?
Must go on a noob and check.
See now we can play that 24. We can play that 24. Get some people together to play the drinking game or something. Whenever Jack Bauer says, "Damn it." Oh, that's a good idea for an event this month. I should write that down.
What?
I don't think it's a good
idea,
Shane.
Well, we get an events crew.
Wait, most people drink then.
Well, you give them the one that makes them like all wobbly and stuff from the beer crawl thing.
Oh, in RuneScape. Never mind.
Yeah. And then we'll see whoever can fail the agility course the best after a game of that.
Does it lower the agility?
I think so. One of them does.
All right. Time to go in a chat. Check this out. Okay.
Yeah. I was gonna try and swear at some people in the game, but they were people I can't really trust, so I didn't.
Screw's still blocked. What else would be
no
blocked?
Fun.
There's no reason to really unblock screw because there's no screws in the construction skill. You know?
True.
Yeah, but when do you
But screws would work
suck.
So much better.
You suck. Suck. You suck, suck. Your
You suck at wood cutting.
Yeah, there you go.
You suck at life, Shane.
Don't
you
be mean. No.
Life. You suck ass at life. That's perfectly good. You can say that.
Yeah,
I think it might
fun.
Be considered offensive, but it won't be blocked.
They put a notice in the thing to say that you can still get reported for using these words badly if you're caught.
Yeah, and that leads to me to say that they're actually going to start hiring more people to look through all the reports instead of just randomly blocking people if they say something.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure with JagX.
Yeah, you can't be positive.
I know I'm
I'd
thinking
like,
of
I'd
a
like
specific
that way.
I'm thinking of a specific case right now, actually, too, about but I'm not going to say anything more because it would be just not right. But yeah, so that's good. We got some more freedom in the game because you do realize it's a game for 13 plus, supposedly, right?
And anyone lower than that must go on the chat worlds anyway.
Yeah, the
so
quick
they
chat worlds.
Yes, they can't
see
people.
So
doing
why
that.
Not? Like, I mean, a 13-year-old. What's a 13-year-old gonna hear at school? I mean, you have to really think, is crap, damn it, sucking ass, really the worst a 13-year-old is gonna hear?
Hmm.
Unless there's some protected child,
it's sheltered.
Or... Yeah. So, I don't know. I can say I heard all those words by the time I was 13. Maybe not in those exact connotations as it can be used, but I have heard them.
The fun connotations don't come till later in your life.
Yeah, that's actually true. So anyways, I think that's a good time to move on to the next point. Unless anybody else has anything. Mike, Paul, Brad?
No, we're good.
Nope.
Okay. Mike?
No.
Okay. Varrock teleport change. After you complete the easy part of the Varrock diary, you can change your teleport point from the center of Varrock to just outside the Grand Exchange.
Yeah, I kind of realize I haven't done the Varrock diary yet.
Wow.
Yeah, I should probably do that.
Yeah, you should, because the Sears Village diary is also coming out.
Not even
this
the
month.
Easy part, though.
No, I haven't even done the easy one. Oh, I've started it, but yeah.
Have you done the Karamja one?
I did the full Karamja one for the gloves.
Okay. Well, there we go. So, I don't know. I think
go ahead. It's really handy, but it's not good for farming, at least for me, because it means I have to change my route now.
Oh, how so?
Because I used to teleport to Varrock and then run north through the palace to get to that tree patch, and then I'd go through the Grand Exchange.
Oh.
But now it's really annoying when I have a familiar with me because I can't just cut from that point where you teleport to east of the Grand Exchange.
Yeah,
because
see,
it doesn't like my familiar being in there.
That's a good point. My farming run comes from Lumbridge up past that poison ivy patch and then into the Varrock thing, and then I'm done.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the little farming digression, but I just figured we should put that out, that there's multiple ways of doing a farming run. But, yeah, so... does this provide you with some incentive to complete that part of the diary, Paul?
For the easy one? Yeah. I should probably do that.
I think it's definitely worth doing at least the easy part for.
I'm already halfway done. I just kind of gave up on it a while ago. I don't remember where it came out, but I just didn't have the will to do that.
It was ages
for whatever
ago,
reason.
Actually.
Well, yeah, I know. It was a while ago, but...
Mike, do you think you're going to change?
What?
You're going to change, Mike?
Oh, yeah. When I log on next, I guess.
Yeah, so...
Finish the hard one, so...
You talk to Vinaka in the Edgeville Slayer dungeon if you've completed the hard test to change it.
All right.
Yeah. So what do you guys rate this little first batch of tweaks this week out of their upgrade year of 2009, as they've been calling it? Paul? Paul?
Yoo-hoo.
Maybe not. Brad, you go first.
Okay. I'd give it a 4 or 5 just for what's there.
Okay.
Quality, Mike? Not quantity.
I don't know. They seem kind of small. I don't know. Like, they're all really small ones, but I guess they're pretty good.
Well, small but necessary, so.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't know. I can't really rate them because I haven't read the full list yet. So.
Well, there's just the three that we just talked about.
Wasn't there, like, more, though?
Well, yeah, that was in the full release notes.
Oh.
But that's aside from what's official. But,
well, if I was just rating those three, I'd...
Yeah, just those three.
Well, I guess the three out of five.
I'm going to go a 4. But I just wonder, because, you know, the login timer, that's one line of code. other one's probably just some other conditional, but anyways, I don't know, I just think like that. Yeah, excuse the ring. Okay, you're back now. Rating on the those first three we discussed?
I'd give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay. So what's 5 plus 8 plus 3? So 5 plus 8 is 13 plus 3. So 16 out of 20. Anybody quick? 16 out of 20.
4 out of 5 out of 20.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot to reduce.
Shane,
yeah.
Let's go back to grade 3.
Oh shit. Okay, moving on. Various little tweaks and fixes. I'm just going to bang these off. You guys have any
you spelled fixes wrong.
Oh.
Tweaks and fisses.
It could almost be read as feces.
Okay.
Okay. Well, some weeks they are.
A what?
Some weeks the fixes are more like feces.
Okay. It's just a side note. If you plug define colon feces, I mean, fisses,
well,
into the Google, it says no definitions were found in English. Definitions on the web in German. Okay, it's in German, so I can't read that, but sorry about that. Some tweaks and fixes. You can now obtain a Phoenix Egg even if you don't have the level. Previously, you would have to have 72 summoning in order to even retrieve the egg. Dragon daggers and the like can now be converted via coin share if you get them as a drop. Stealing creation level changes have been changed to 40 instead of 41. And along with this, their combat stats have been brought up to par of other items of that level. So your Sacred Axe would be the same as a Rune Axe now. So, oh, and the system update timer is now increased to 10 minutes. Anybody else? Anybody have anything on those that they want to compliment or say wasn't necessary?
Dragon Tiger should have been done a long time ago.
What even drops those? Did
they do the dragon... I don't even know.
Well, it's only a dragon dagger. It's,
yeah, it's
practically
hardly
worthless.
Let's see, what are they?
Like it's like 30... some, maybe. Maybe 35. It's not much.
Dragon dagger, 29.9k.
Isn't that a rune longsword worth more?
A rune longsword? Oh.
It's 19.2.
Oh, okay. Right.
And the Dragon Dagger P++ is 35.6k.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what drops these anyways, but I don't know. But I guess that's good. And then also, Jagex did something that they haven't done before. They released a whole set of release notes in this update as to what was fixed. So,
which is wonderful.
Yeah, I know. It's nice to see what's happening.
As long as you know where to find it.
Yeah.
Well, I think they kind of have to, and all they did was, like, small changes.
Yeah, to actually show they're doing something, you know? But if you look at the first section of graphical changes, you can see that the RuneScape HD stuff is still having quite a bit of kinks to work out, you know? I've submitted that same bug like 3 times already, you know, in the Ceridomen area where that water is the low texture one, but just below is the high detailed one. So, yeah, I hope they fix that one soon. Okay. Dropped by the Black Demon, Giant Mole, Iron Dragon, and Revenant Orc. Interesting. So I'm assuming that this is only for the dragon
apparently.
For the Dragon Mole, since you can't since the rest are
Dragon
single
Mole.
Player, since the rest are the single player mod. I mean Giant Mole.
Dragon Mole, Dragon Nose Picker.
Oh, that was classic.
It is.
Oh yeah, the Lunar Helmet no longer causes odd stretching. Amulet of Fury now sits closer to your chest. I know I noticed that one.
Yeah.
And a section of a wall in Sears Village was missing. So,
what wall was that?
I don't know.
I don't go through Sears Village very often, but still, how can a piece of wall be missing?
I don't know. So, yeah, so that's good that they put these out. Hopefully they do continue to put these out. Anyways, you can find a link to that in the notes, which is at update.rsbnb.com. Thank you. And then finally this week they had a Q&A with T.S. Church, who was the author of Betrayal at Falador. So there's the whole list of 15 questions that people sent in to ask, and then the person answered. And I found out that it's a he. I thought it was a she at first.
Why did you think that?
Because it was T.S. Church, and normally only women do that kind of thing with their name when they write.
Not necessarily.
Well, I've never known anybody else to do that. But anyway,
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Was yeah, is that male or female?
Male.
I'm just trying to think of other ones.
Anyways, the first one is, he says he wrote 1,000 words per day starting in January 2007. Said he put off many social engagements, getting up hours before work and frequently continuing into the small hours. And once the first draft was complete, cut it down to 140,000 words from 190,000 words.
That's insane. I can't imagine having to cut 50,000 words out of a... something you've written.
I don't think I can write that much.
50,000 words is huge. That's insane.
Does anybody know how many pages this is? That the book is? I don't know.
140,000 words?
I was reading about the storyline on this topic, and it sounded interesting. I think I might look into finding it.
For your shelf?
Yeah, you know? And
when you start doing those video podcasts, huh?
Yeah.
Have maybe. That displayed behind you, and yeah.
I just searched Betrayal at Falador on Amazon. The first thing to come up is the official RuneScape handbook, and then.
Don't they only sell it in their official store?
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. It says Betrayal at Falador, out of print, limited availability.
Oh.
So maybe they only printed a few copies. But then the one below that, number 6, is 99 Cooking Skill Cape by Handmade. Currently unavailable. So someone was trying to sell a cooking skill cape on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm sure that worked out well.
Well, this is not available. Look at this.
Wow, that... Oh, God. Looks like someone took one of their Dungeons & Dragons capes and just put a trim on it and added a pot with some...
Oh, my God, that's badly done.
I could do better on a farming cape. But that's a sad idea, I think.
I'm anyways, glad you realized that.
Yeah. Ooh. So, I don't know. I might try and find one of those if I can ever get one locally, but then put it on display or something, you know. But anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates this week. We'll put a link to the cooking cape in the notes, and maybe if you guys who have 99 cooking rally behind the person who made it, you can force him to go back into production and make you one and then buy it, you know?
And then post photos.
Yes. If anybody manages to get a cooking cape or any skill cape made by hand that actually looks good and they send in a picture, I'll let you come on the show. So if you can make
there's
a good,
motivation.
Yeah, if you can make a good cape and send me a picture of it or even you wearing it, which for extra points, I'll see what I can do about getting you to come on the show. Okie dokie. Time to move on to questions. We'll get Paul to take the first one.
Hey guys, here are some questions. Shane, what is your favorite episode of Star Trek? And if you had to choose between farming and Star Trek, which would you pick to never have existed? And what is the weirdest dream or nightmare you've ever had? From Bunny Macaroni.
Well, I'll do the Star Trek one first. First off, favorite episode. I've mentioned this time and time again. There's tons of them, but right now, based on the mood I'm in, I'd have to say the favorite one would be Future's End. It's a two-parter from the Voyager series, season 4. Or season 3. 4. Yes, 4. Anyways, yeah.
You don't know off the top of your head?
No, I don't know off the top of my head. And for one to have never existed, I'd have to say Farming.
Oh.
Yeah,
how
Farming,
could you do that,
Star
Shane?
Star Trek's better than Farming. I don't know. Anyways, you guys can start off with the next one. I need to think about this. Where does Dream, Paul?
Most of the dreams I have, I don't remember. I remember. I wake up. I remember them. They're weird, and then I forget them. So I don't really know what the weirdest dream is.
Okay. Yeah, that tends to be the same with me.
Oh, Mike?
No, I never remember mine.
Oh, do you guys remember any?
I had one not so long ago that I think I told you about, where I dreamed kind of loosely about going to visit these people, and because we knew them in real life and we knew their parents. And then when I woke up, because it was like almost noon, the parents of these people we went to see were at the door, and so they came to visit us, and that really creeped me out. So that's probably the weirdest one I've had in a while. But
okay.
Because we don't see them very often, maybe like once or a few times a year.
I'm trying to remember what my last one was. I'm sure I told one of you guys. I'm sure I told one of you guys, one of you three, what it was.
I don't remember other people's dreams either. So
one of the weirdest ones I ever had was I was fighting the Borg, right? Except my phaser
as
turned
you do.
Out to be a tube of toothpaste instead of a phaser. So, yeah, that's the weirdest one I can remember. And then I'll let you guys know tomorrow in the notes if there's any I have. But sometimes there's really, really active nights. Oh, yeah, that's it. I remember my last one now. Mike, you remember I told you about that one? We were in that game, and we were blowing open a door with a charge.
Oh, Rainbow Six?
Yeah, we were in that game, and that was that. Then I don't remember what happened after, but that was one part of it. So, anyways. Oh, you made up all your dreams. What did you make up? What's the weirdest one you made up then for that teacher?
I don't know. I just made myself. I made myself die a lot. Well, we had this other. Anyway, I was typing in MSN that I had a psych teacher in high school that made us write down a lot of dreams. And I don't remember my dreams, so I just made stuff up. And I didn't want her psychoanalyzing anything I said, so I wanted to make sure it was false. But we had this other assignment that was to go in real life, don't tell anybody, and observe somebody doing something. And then you weren't supposed to analyze it. And we had to do this over Christmas break. I totally forgot about it until like my mom's birthday, which is the 31st of December. And we went out to a restaurant, and I was like, oh, I'll do it now. And I looked at a couple, and then I kind of forgot about them till after we left. So I made up the entire thing. I had a decent story down. Got an A+. I was one of the two people in the class who actually knew what they were doing, according to her, anyway. So that class, make up stuff for psychology. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's probably what would be best, unless you don't. Because you know how they all like to analyze things, you know?
Yeah.
But... oh my, that question was great. Thank you, Bunny Macaroni. Anybody else have anything? I'll assume no then.
No, I'm still very disappointed in your decision to ditch Farming over Star Trek.
I'm sorry.
We'll have to have a little talk after this show, Shay.
Oh no. Okay, then you can take the next one then.
Okay. How much time do you spend a week on RuneScape? Also, do any of you own Rock Band? If you do and have a 360, I'd like to play with you sometime, Mr. Green, which I assume is a smiley. Keep up the good work from Earth. good work from her. Let's just pretend I said that right.
Yes.
So how much time do you spend a week on RuneScape, Shane?
Anywhere from an hour to 2 hours a day when I'm not involved in a project. Let's put it that way. A RuneScape project, mind you. If it's a real-life project, let's go 1 hour.
So if you were involved in a RuneScape project...
It'd probably go up.
Like right now.
Probably go up.
But you're not doing well so far.
So that's about more.
85,000 experience behind.
Okay. What about you?
I'm not sure. I don't spend that much time, or I haven't been spending that much time in RuneScape lately.
I'm not sure that will change.
Yeah, I think I've already spent at least 2 hours on it today. It's quite embarrassing. So, yeah, maybe one to 2 hours, possibly more. It depends what else I've got doing. I'm doing.
Mm. Oh, these are per day we're doing, not week. So multiply by 7.
Oh, yeah, day.
Mike?
Currently nothing. No time on RuneScape.
Maybe one day.
Well, actually, a couple days ago, I went to see my people on Miscellanea. So maybe that was half an hour last week.
How much? What was...
You're a wonderful leader.
Yeah.
Well, they don't care. Your favor was still pretty good, wasn't it?
It was pretty low. They were pretty disappointed in me.
Was it better than Bush's approval rating? That's what counts.
Yeah.
I don't know what's Bush's approval rating. I don't know.
6-7%. It's in the single digits now, I heard.
Oh, it was better than that wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was better than that.
Okay. Paul?
An hour or two a day, depending. If it works. I have to check my main operating system, then I switch to a virtual machine. If it doesn't work, then I say screw it and do something else. So, if it works, an hour or so, sometimes less, if I just check the herbs and then kingdom and log off.
It's pronounced herb.
Let's go with that one then.
Oh, and do any of us have Rock Band?
No.
No. Then Paul and Brad don't have Xboxes. So obviously they don't have Rock Band. No, not really. You're saving your brain, both of you, actually.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, I'm sorry, we don't have Rock Band. But I'd like to try it one day. I'm not a fan of those games because they don't actually teach you to play, you know? But, you know how that works, but. Anyways, thank you. That was from Earth. Mike, next one.
Oh. Is there something that you like to eat / topping that other people think is weird? Example, ketchup on random stuff. I like eating cookie dough plain. Keep up the good work. That's from Waffle.
I thought a lot of people liked eating cookie dough plain.
Ew.
I don't, but oh well.
It's all right.
Really?
I like a lot of stuff plain. Yeah.
Okay.
Like this raw cookie dough.
Raw cookie dough.
Well, it depends. If it's the stuff from the tube, I think that's decent-ish.
From the tube?
But, yeah. Well, you know, like a pre-made type of thing. Not with, like, fresh eggs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't want to get salmonella. Like, too risky. Yeah.
Mike?
I don't know of anything that I would call weird that I eat.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything weird either, just sort of weird liking things. Like,
yeah.
Remember those curry-flavored chips we had that time?
Those are gross.
They were good.
They're disgusting.
The blue cheese was disgusting as well, though, but...
Oh, blue cheese.
Yeah, disgusting.
Anyways,
blue cheese or curry?
Blue cheese.
That's terrible.
Awesome. Oh, moldy cheese is so good.
Okay. Anybody else have anything?
Ranch dressing on pizza is pretty good.
Ranch dressing?
On pizza, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, we have a for some reason they put a dispenser out, and I was like, I wonder if this would be good on pizza. Turns out it is. So.
Okay. What do you mean, ew? You have, like, the ranch dressing with your pizza?
No, that's garlic.
Well, same thing.
No, it's not. Anyways, Brad, anything else?
No, I think I'm pretty normal.
Yeah, normal's good. I like to think of myself normal as too. But anyways, thank you, Waffle. Dear Shane and any other podcast hosts, if there's a zombie apocalypse and do you think any of you could survive? If so, what would you do that would allow you to survive? I personally think I wouldn't last long through a zombie apocalypse because I don't have any guns or any weapons throughout my house. I'd probably just hide until the zombies came. Keep up the good show, and that is from Steven. And no, I really don't think this is something that's likely to happen, so I'm just going to abstain from answering.
I'll take the cheap way out. Zombies would just eat your brain and walk away.
So you really don't have a chance then, do you?
Well, you kind of need some weapons.
Like what? An axe?
Like, well, yeah, you could use an axe. But a shotgun would be preferred.
Oh, because it spreads out.
Yeah, if there's a big horde coming for you.
Okay. What about a grenade launcher?
Being realistic...
You might,
it is realistic.
Grenade launcher, you might spread the infection with all those... All the blood.
Oh,
blood.
Right, they're infected. Okay. So what if we have, like, environmental suits that prevent us from getting contaminated?
I don't know. Maybe I should make some napalm.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. I don't know. I'm really not the one to answer this. I don't play that zombie game Left 4 Dead. But I know Paul does, right?
Yeah, I played it for a while. I haven't so much lately, but... Oh, well.
And Mike does, too. Is that what you do, like, napalm and stuff?
Well, you have Molotov cocktails.
Oh, interesting.
And there's gas cans around. They eliminate the horde pretty well.
Well, that's good.
You can also make pipe bombs, but I wouldn't know how to make those.
Paul, do you know how to make those as well?
I could figure it out, but not offhand.
Yeah, he's just talking on MSN that he knows how to make napalm.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you guys. Well, I won't say it aloud because I don't want to, encourage this type of behavior.
Okay. I don't know. Do you guys want to talk about this anymore?
I've got guns. Zombies don't. I win.
Okay. Brad?
Gotta wait for my AR-15 to arrive, but yeah.
No, I think I just leave myself to die.
Okay. Mike?
I think it depends whether they're those really cheap zombies like that are in Left 4 Dead or those slow-moving ones that are like in most zombie games and movies.
Okay, so, well, it sounds like you guys are the experts, so I'll let you guys determine. Are we done with this one?
Yeah, we're
I'd
done.
Say so.
Okay.
Paul's not. He's still typing stuff on MSN.
Yeah, he's talking about making explosives on MSN, which you can't talk about on here. So,
explosive. It's just dangerous.
Anyways, thank you. Thank you, Steven. What do you think is the difference between a number one and a number two pencil? I honestly don't know the difference. For example, I don't understand why teachers tell people to use number two pencil on a test. That's from Flash.
What is a number one and a number two pencil?
They're different. They're different kinds of pencils.
Well, isn't number two just darker than number one? It's like, I don't know. It's just darker. You're supposed to have a dark thing on those Scantron sheets. I've heard that apparently even pen works if it's dark enough.
Really?
It just matters the darkness, I think.
Yeah, sounds like it would be the thing.
What about hardness?
The hardness, I was looking up this earlier, and the difference between a number 1, number 2, 2.5, and a 4 is varying between hardness and darkness. And apparently number 2 is just the good equilibrium between the two. So.
Oh, okay. So they get harder if they get darker.
I guess. Well, they probably get harder as they get lighter.
Huh.
It's because they wouldn't break down as easy, but and then darker as they get softer because they would write easier.
I don't even know where I can get a number 1 pencil, you know?
You go to any art supply store.
Yeah, exactly, and I don't go there. But any pencil I've ever had is a number 2, so I just go with the number 2. So, I don't know.
Number 2 is standard.
Yeah, so it's not like you're going to go out and buy a pencil and you're not going to get a number 2, you know? So.
What about mechanical? That's all I've been using since, like, fourth grade.
Yeah, most of those were number 2. I think there's some of them that are lighter, but I don't know. Mechanical pencil I've used worked.
Yeah, same here. Only thing is, like, on the first test, when you change your lead, you have to wonder if it's going to work. I use mechanical pencils. Do we all use mechanical pencils?
Most of the time.
They just write so much easier than the wooden ones that you have to sharpen up, you know?
So, yeah.
Anyways. That's from Flash. Hopefully that's an adequate answer, Brad. Next one.
I got a Dell Inspiron 1525 for Christmas, and it came with an 18-month free trial of McAfee. I have heard rumors that AVG is better and it's free. I tried installing it as well, but I can't install 2. Should I uninstall McAfee and go with AVG, or just stick with it? I think I have a CD for McAfee, which I can use to reinstall it if I change my mind after going with AVG, if that's what I choose to do. Also, does one of them slow down my computer, because I don't want that? So what one is better? Thanks from Beaver 12345.
You guys know the answer to this one.
Yeah, my dad's computer came with a long trial of McAfee as well. I can't remember how long that was for, but it's it was really annoying and I hated it, so I uninstalled it for him and got AVG instead.
Did he notice? So,
he preferred AVG, and he told me to, actually. So,
well, that's good.
He's in the know. Yeah,
what
definitely
do you guys
go with
use
AVG.
Personally?
Personally, I use AVG as well.
Mike?
Yeah, I use AVG.
Paul?
Either Nod 32 or AVG.
Okay. I use AVG on my Windows computer as well. But next time I install, I won't be putting an antivirus on. So, yeah, definitely go with AVG, because McAfee is just one of those checkmark companies, you know? That always compete for the most check marks on the application. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Paul's just furiously typing something, I hear.
Sorry.
It doesn't save, says it's in use, but it's not in my custom... Oh. Oh, oops.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, nothing to do with this at all.
Okay. Hey. So, yeah, preferably go with AVG. Because McAfee, we've already talked about it, but AVG is also free, so you don't need to worry about it expiring. Thank you, Viva. 12345. Paul, next one.
What religion are you guys, and is there a certain religion that you like? I'm Christian Catholic, but Hinduism fascinates me. Peace, CJ.
Start it off.
Family is basically a Methodist, I think, as far as my
wife's
Methodist, and I haven't been to church in like 4 or 5 years now. I'm not really religious at all.
Okay.
Pretty much atheist, but yeah.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, I used to go to church when I was younger, but yeah, I'm pretty much an atheist too.
Okay, Brad.
Yep, pretty much the same. Nothing new.
Same here as well. Thank you, Ranging God.
But does anything fascinate us? Like Hinduism fascinates him?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay, next.
Go ahead.
Who?
Brad. You said next, so that means you're reading it.
Okay, I thought we'd give Mike a chance or something, but okay. How well do you get along with your parents or relatives? I get along great with my parents, which is why I'm not moving out until I turn 48. That's from Dr. Bob. I think that's pretty much the same as me. I don't know about 48. That seems a little bit high.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get on really well with my parents and for the most part relatives. Yep.
Okay. Brad? I mean, Paul?
Yeah. I'm one of the two. I get along pretty well with my parents and my relatives. 48 is a little old. I'm thinking after college, probably that'll be about it. So, more like in the 20s, not the 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah, I get along pretty well. I don't really have any other relatives besides my parents that I see regularly. But yeah, I'm not staying here till I'm 48. Or be out before I'm 30 at least.
As for me, pretty much the same thing all these other three people have said. It's a pretty boring show, I think.
Yeah.
Because we're all pretty much have the same answers.
Yeah, it's sorry. Too normal. Too normal, isn't it, Shane?
Yeah, yeah, well, we are normal people.
We need some freaks on here.
Well, I could have arranged that for you, but I don't think I would have been able to finish the show in that case, you know? Like, you know what I mean, right?
No.
Maybe?
No.
Anyways, oh. I wouldn't have been able to finish it, but...
Well, good point.
Thank you.
And you'd be thank dead, you, too.
He's not
suicide.
That bad, Shane.
Thank you. That was from Dr. Bob. Mike, next one.
Oh, which console do you think is better, the Xbox 360 or the PS3? Obviously, each has its own pros and cons, but which do you think offers better gameplay both online and solo? Also, Jagex unmuted me today after a 2.5-year permute. And that's from Power Crazy. Well, congratulations on getting unmuted.
Yeah.
It's quite a long time.
Not really permanent, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a whole other topic entirely. I've been through my whole permanent mute thing before and stuff, but anyways. So what do you think?
Which console's better is determined by the games more than it is by which console's better, I think. So, Microsoft seems to be getting most of the games right now, but this coming year there's lots of PS3 exclusives coming out too.
But the question is, will they be any good?
Well, yeah, you just have to... Well, you have to know what games you like. Like, Microsoft gets exclusives like Fable and Gears of War. PS3 has Metal Gear Solid, Killzone. I don't know what else. So you just have to decide which games you like. What was that?
Little Planet, Big Planet.
Right, Little Big called. Planet.
Yeah. Is that a PS3?
It's some game for the PS3, yeah.
Also, you got a Xbox Live compared to what is it, PSN?
Oh yeah, the PlayStation Online is free, but Microsoft charges you $5 a month.
It's not really that bad.
Apparently
it's not bad.
Apparently PlayStation 3 also gets like some of that downloadable content for free, and they get themes for free.
Anybody
that's all charged
any
for.
Correlation here?
Xbox
company names. Microsoft. Yeah.
I still think the 360 is better, though.
That tempts me to get a PS3 just for the cost of online stuff. But, I mean, I have to admit, Microsoft does get all the way better games.
Remember the flowchart? Yeah.
Yeah, they're buying all the exclusives.
PS3!
But what's coming next? Like, we haven't heard anything yet because, you know, those two companies, they've basically exhausted all their R&D funds on these two consoles, and they're still trying to make a profit from them. So question is, how long are these two consoles going to be viable for the new games, you know?
I don't know. Like, right now they're trying to compete to lower their console costs, it seems. Microsoft just lowered theirs. Their standard one is less than the Wii now, I think.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, way less.
With the hard drive then?
No, without the hard drive. So it's still... You need a hard drive. But
you have to buy a specific one for the Xbox then for that.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're
overpriced.
It's
not like the PS3, you just buy any old...
Yeah. Yeah. But apparently the PS3 is coming down in price this year too.
Hmm.
Bunch.
You know, if the 360 was quieter, I'd consider getting another one for acting as a media center device.
I heard the newer ones are quieter.
Yeah, but I don't know, because I know that this one I have, it's very loud. You'd have to basically turn up the speakers all the way to drown out the sound, because, you know, when you put a disc in, it sounds like a jet taking off, you know? So... Anyways, so that's that, and I think we're pretty much unanimous here in all supporting the Xbox, right?
What? I don't know. I kind of like the PS3, but I've always had PlayStation. I've never had the Xbox experience thing, so I'm kind of a little biased. But I don't have either, so. All my friends are on the Xbox. I don't know hardly anyone with a PS3 at all. So if I wanted the online thing, I'd go for the 360. And for the price, you go for the 360. But I have a little spot in my heart for that PS3. Can I say?
Okay. Brad, if you had to decide, which one would you get?
I'd go with the 360 because it's a lot cheaper and it has way better games, as far as I'm aware. But I like how the PS3 has no costs for the online capability.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And other stuff like that. It's a good draw. Yeah, and Blu-ray. Blu-ray would be nice.
Microsoft kind of...
HD DVD is dead.
Backpedaled with their HD DVD thing. But also should note that the majority of the RSB&B people are 360ers, I think you'd call them.
Yeah, that too. Well, I think I actually know more people in real life with PS3s than 360s. But, I don't really care about gaming.
Well, then it would be a question of who's more important. But
I'd get a 360 because it would be cooler to play with people from RSB&B.
Yeah, right, you're just saying that.
Are you just saying that?
Maybe I'm just saying that, but...
Yeah, you are just saying that.
No, of course I'm not, no.
I could send you a copy of Star Trek
Legacy.
No,
it seriously would be cool to play with some people, though.
Star Trek Legacy?
No. Go away.
It's a good game. Anyways, we kind of milked all the milk out of that one. So moving on to the last question. Anybody who wants it? I guess I'll take it. I have two questions. If any of you guys could have any superhuman powers, which one would you pick? I'd personally pick something like super speed. And my other question is for you, Shane. What's the best way for me to get 50 farming? I currently have 30, just farming for herbs for profit. Thank you, and keep up the great show. That's from Overlord 621. So, favorite superpower? Let's start with Paul.
I've kind of always liked the super healing ability. That started with Wolverine from X-Men. But watching like Heroes, if I could have any one power and other people had powers, the power to take other people's powers without actually killing them would be awesome. So, but if other people didn't have powers, it'd be a pretty crappy power. But
yeah, that's kind of like cheating as well, though.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's a superhuman power. It's awesome. Kinda. Well, that's not really superhuman. Cause you can't. Yeah, whatever. Flying would be nice too.
Yeah. Okay.
Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I'd kind of go with... I didn't think of that. Good one, Paul. I'd get that if I could and other people had powers as well. But as I said, it's cheating, so I wouldn't go with that. I would think it would be really cool to read people's minds.
Oh, no.
That's what Shane was going to choose.
That's what Shane was going to say. You
yeah,
read
exactly,
his mind.
Read.
You already have it. You don't need that superpower.
Okay, I'll change my mind then. Flying would be awesome as well.
Well, you can go with reading minds. I wasn't going to pick that, actually. So you can go with reading minds.
Okay.
So, is that yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike?
Time travel would be pretty neat.
Yes, time runes.
We're so original. Oh, just getting all these ideas off Heroes.
Yeah.
Okay. So time travel for Mike.
You'd screw up the world, though.
Yeah, you would.
Just go back in time.
I know there's lots of things I'd change. Like, I, for instance, would start development on some site projects sooner before other sites did, you know? But we shouldn't be really talking about our weaknesses in public.
What weaknesses?
Yeah, that's right.
Weaknesses don't exist.
Okay. So time travel, mind reading, and the ability to steal other powers. And I'm going to go with either teleportation or telekinesis. I can't choose. I can't choose which one.
Well, what would you do with telekinesis?
I'd use it to, like, throw people around to, like... self-defense.
You're friendly.
Oh, sure. Well,
how often would you get to use that?
Well, I don't know. It'd be interesting to like make people like trip, you know?
Right.
On the icy
superhuman power, tripping.
Or fall down the stairs if you don't like someone.
Wow, Shane.
No, I wouldn't do that. And, I don't know, I'll probably go with teleportation instead, hey? But, anyways, so teleportation. For
teleport,
me.
Push someone down the stairs and teleport back like you never moved.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
There's that chart I was talking about.
No, I thought there was a way longer chart than that.
No.
Oh, okay, well, it still works. Yeah, that's a more simplified version, I'm sure.
I don't think PC was in the other one. There was a different one.
So
almost positive.
Anyways,
yeah, put that in
notes.
The show notes.
Yeah, it basically says, "Do you like video games? If yes, buy a PC. If no, it asks, do you have any friends? If no, buy a PS3. If yes, you ask real or internet friends. If real, buy a Wii. Otherwise, buy a 360." I don't know, that just makes me laugh. Because it's something that I like to use, because, I don't know, I still think PC gaming is the best way to go.
Not as many games come out on PC anymore.
I know, that's the problem. That's the problem, you know? Like, developers
or
need
to come out a year later.
Developers need to get in their mind that it's not as dangerous as they think it is. Just release it on Steam and you're fine.
Well, yeah. No, you can still target them.
You're better, but DRM can be ripped off of anything, so...
Well, no, I mean not for that. I mean for, like, cheating and stuff. The Valve games are pretty secure, I think. But,
oh, yeah, and they're all linked to your account, so if people wanted to play online, they'd have to... I don't know, they'd have to have some other type of master server. Like how those WoW servers are, those private ones.
Oh, yeah. Just like we had RuneScape servers at one point, but...
Yeah, like there'd be enough people on those.
Yeah.
Be bored.
I don't know how we got talking about this again.
I don't know.
But it's a good debate. Maybe we'll have it some other day. Hey, that rhymes. No, it doesn't. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. moving on to tech news. Thank you, everybody, for your questions.
No, you missed a question. The other part of that question. About farming.
Oh, we can't miss that, can we?
No. I was so disappointed in you first time. We're going to have a really long talk after this show.
How did we get back on count for console wars?
I have
wars?
No idea.
From superpowers? How did we do that?
I don't know.
Blame Shane.
Shane, you're slow at looking up stuff. That's the problem. You gotta be snappy.
Oh, that's okay. Right. Yeah.
That's called a rat hole, by the way. But anyways, what is the best way for me to get 50 farming? I currently have 30 just from farming some herbs for profit. Well, I don't know. I'll let Brad talk about this.
Because Shane doesn't like farm anymore, so.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. I would say, since you have 30 farming, it depends how rich you are, but just at least do the highest level fruit tree you can, since those seeds are really cheap, and use my guide on YouTube on the Events Crew channel, RSBNB staff, and yeah, just follow that guide and you'll be sweet, and keep doing your herbs.
It's got part one and part two, so they're both good.
You gotta watch the part one for the trees and fruit trees, and part two for herbs. And, oh yeah, and you should still do willow trees or at least oak trees if you can, because they're good XP as well. And yeah, you will be 50 in no time. It's so easy if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, hey, actually, I'm coming up to 20 million XP tomorrow in farming. Well, today, tomorrow, as in yesterday, because I'm saying this yesterday because you're listening to this, but it's really tomorrow for us. Yesterday,
this is
tomorrow.
Why you'd screw up time traveling.
So, 20 million for
I hate time travel so much.
And you will get there eventually. And if you continue for more than a year, you'll be 99, which is something we'd like to see more of, seeing as farming tends to be the sort of skill that's looked down on, and it's really, people have missed lots of misconceptions about it, you know? So, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's way, way easier than agility. I don't know about you.
It's way more fun than agility.
Yeah.
Anything is more fun than agility, but yeah.
Not runecrafting.
No.
Fire making's pretty boring.
Fire making was fun. I got into a rhythm near the end. I was doing like 3K logs a day at the end.
Jeez. So how do you pay attention for that long?
I don't know. I just do.
I can't do fire making for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, bores the crap out of me.
Oh, I was going to say something. Oh, yeah, I was going to say maybe we need to start using a different world because there's lots of farming capes now on 132, so maybe everybody on 132 is taking up farming.
Can you use 98?
Yeah, you want us to come there?
There, there was nobody.
And start spreading our farming propaganda?
Me?
But that's true. What? Like on 132, you see four or five of them in like one session, you know. But when I was on World 98 one day, I didn't see any.
Yeah, I've even seen the number one farmer on our world like at least twice.
So
is that his usual world, or?
I don't know. We're talking about farming for too long again, I think. So. But
no,
anyways, yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Farming
if it's about
is fine.
Farming. Farming's always good. We can talk about that for as long as we want.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's it for questions this week. And as I was saying before, we forgot to go back to this part. Any audio questions you have can be sent to questions@rsbnb.com. In WAV or MP3, please, and under 30 seconds in length. Give or take a second. Anyways, so. Yes, on to tech news. YouTube is now muting music with... Oh, my God. YouTube is now muting videos with unprotected... with unauthorized copyrighted music. So, anyways. Basically, what it'll do is if it's been flagged, it will say this video contains copyrighted music, and it will mute the audio on that video. I assume that the video owner still has the ability to use audio swap on it. I'm not sure, though. So, it's going to be interesting to see how far the people take this, you know, because if you think about it, how many YouTube videos do you see that do not use some form of copyrighted music?
I've had to take down notices before.
Really? I never have.
Oh, you will. Yeah, so far it's basically been Sony that complains a lot. So I just mute the audio. I got tired of it. I just say, yeah, listen to whatever you want. I was forced to remove the audio. And like in all of my videos, I put the credits at the end, who did the music and what song it was. And sometimes I would put it in the description. And it's free promotion for them. I don't make a cent off of it. So if you don't want it, I can mute it. It's not a...
Yeah, that's the thing. It's free promotion. They shouldn't be getting their knickers in a knot about that, you know?
Knickers in a knot?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just some saying I picked up, but I don't know. I think we all agree that they shouldn't be doing that kind of thing. Right?
Yeah, well, they can't really do much about it if someone else complains.
Yeah, it's they're obligated by the law in order to
do
that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm.
So, I don't know. Mike, any thoughts?
Not really.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just started up. There's this tube of crazy glue here from when we were working on the desk, and I was just opening it. So, I'll put that away. I don't need to be gluing myself to anything.
Okay, then.
Anyways, so YouTube videos might be getting muted if yours gets muted. I don't know. There's probably nothing we can do about this because, as we said, the music companies tend to be rather short-sighted in this respect. But oh well, they're just something to watch out for. This is something I wanted to find a lawyer to come on the show, but I don't think any of you guys are lawyers, right?
Not even
I
close.
Get a roommate, but Yeah. There's other reasons that wouldn't work. So
this is, again, anyway. about SciStar and that company that's selling Mac-based computers that aren't from Apple. The question is, are they in their legal means of doing this? Because Apple says that they can't resell it on the computer because they're not an authorized Apple reseller. So the thing is this something that is going to open up a whole other can of worms in terms of an antitrust case forcing Apple to open up the software to install on anything, or will SciStar just be buried into the ground? I don't know. But it's interesting to watch these kind of things, you know, because you have to think if this was to happen, how would Apple be affected? So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Mike?
I think it's pretty ridiculous that they can say how their product is used. You can't use it on this hardware, only this hardware made by them. Like, I don't know of any other industry that's like that. Like, if you buy a car, you can sell it again, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can buy it, you can do whatever you want to it.
Yeah, it's just some silly law thing, so... Like, I don't know. I like Apple in terms of the operating system and the hardware, but as I'm sure we all know, I prefer things to be open. But I don't know. It's just sort of weird that this is happening, and I just like this to be all opened up and have no problems on this. So I don't know. I want to see where it goes, because it's something that if Apple loses, it can change the entire way macOS is sold, and then everybody can be happy. So we'll just have to wait and see on this. So take a read on the story if you are a lawyer out there and you're listening and you have a law opinion on this. Send me a PM on the forums at forums.xbnb.com. I'd like to hear
I would
your
hope
input.
There are no lawyers listening.
Why?
They shouldn't be playing RuneScape or listening to RuneScape podcasts.
Well, what if it's on their off time?
Then they need help.
None of us should be playing RuneScape.
Sure we should. Now be nice. Be nice to the lawyers. Anyways.
Lawyers have lives too, you know.
Yeah, they do.
Gotta be nice.
Apple Media Advisory Steve Jobs is taking medical leave until June. So, and then there are some people that think he won't be back, so just something that it's sort of like, is this sort of thing really going to happen? That's sort of the thought I had when I first read the story, and I don't know. Personally, I think I told Paul, and I might have told Mike, that now is the time to buy something before the company gets run into the ground, but honestly, I don't think that's going to happen. I still think we're going to see the same
same shiny boxes.
Yeah, that's right. The same thing from Apple, even if Steve Jobs did end up leaving. Because if you think about it, he's really not in terms of designing the product, you know? As far as I know, his thing was the one-button mouse. Probably the no-button laptops now. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I don't know.
Just sell your shares now.
No. It went low, so the share price went down. So,
How much has it gone down so far?
I don't know. I'll check what it's at right now, but I know it rebounded pretty much. It's at 83.38. So,
jeez, really?
Yeah, 83.38. Oh yeah, January 15th it was at 85. Today it's at 83. So you can see the little drop there. Minus 2.2%. 2.3%. So, anyways.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. That's all I got for tech news this week. Anyways, unless you guys are all awfully quiet, so I assume you guys don't have anything else you want to contribute about Steve Jobs.
I think you must be the only one who cares about him.
Well, what about the Apple OS X story?
No, not really.
Okay. Anyways, moving on to some other things. RSVP Informer is still hiring. You need to get those applications in. Come on. Please, get those applications in. You have until, I forget what day I put it on, but I think it's let me look what day that is. But yeah, please. It's a good position to have, and we're mostly friendly, and you get your work featured on informer.rsvp.com. They close on January 22nd.
What was that before, Paul?
What?
Oh, I was hearing this noise. I couldn't figure out what it was, and my mom's trying to talk to me on Google Talk.
I didn't hear any noise.
Sorry. I thought it was through Skype.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
like,
so...
Ding. Ding.
Get those applications in. You can find more information about the process at forums.rsbnb.com. What have we been up to? Let's start with Mike.
Oh, mine's the least boring one, probably. I haven't been doing much. Haven't been doing my work. Just been playing games.
What work would that be?
Site work.
Okay. And, yeah, there's probably not much else that can be said about that, I don't think.
No. But,
okay. So, that. Paul?
Been doing schoolwork. First
That's
week back.
Fun.
First full week back, so. Yeah. It's kind of.
Any RuneScape stuff?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Brad?
It was lag. What would you ask?
Oh, I'm done with you. I moved on.
Fine, no one gives that full.
Unless you have anything else you're doing that you want to talk about.
No, I thought you asked me another question. And then,
oh, okay.
Clarkson felt it was necessary to mute that out, so... whatever.
Okay, Brad.
Yeah, moving on to me because I'm more important. I've been... I've been in the South Island of New Zealand on holiday for the past week. Well, I got back on Monday, so I've been back a while now, but still. So yeah, that was cool. And I've still got another couple weeks of holiday left, I think, of school holidays. Shame, everyone else. So yeah. I'm working next week, though. Doing more design work for the little local place I work for. In the holidays, every now and then. So yeah, that should be fun. Apart from that, I've been doing agility on RuneScape, only very recently though, and some other boring things. And some also wide artwork that maybe I shouldn't be mentioning.
Oh, we'll just leave it at wide artwork. Mike knows what we're talking about. Paul doesn't though. But anyway,
yeah.
So
wide.
So that's yeah, wide. Just think wide. Like, think of what wide can mean. But, okay,
too
anything
many
else?
Things to, never mind.
Not like that.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah. Okay. As for me, as you probably know, it's getting back into the school routine, all the usual readings and stuff that are so-called required. That you hope you don't ever need, but anyways, that. Operation Mustard Sky has commenced less than 24 hours ago, so that's what agility is pertaining to. For anybody who doesn't get that out of the little preface that I wrote about Operation Mustard Sky. Do you guys understand why I picked Mustard Sky?
No.
Very, very vaguely.
Your write-up makes no sense whatsoever.
Paul?
I don't remember what your write-up said, so...
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, it talks about a mustard sky and how it relates to agility.
I figured as much.
So, yeah, so check that out. I'll put a little self-promotion in the show notes about that, but... Yes, anyways. Anything else? Before we wrap this one up?
You can also include that picture Paul just posted. Sent.
I don't know how that would relate to what we're doing.
How does
that's
Mustard Sky relate?
Wouldn't really.
I
Googled
Mustard Sky, and that's what came.
Yeah, explain your reasoning for Mustard Sky.
Okay.
It's really far off.
Okay, you guys know how the agility cape is blue, right?
Ish.
You guys know that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what happens is, over the time of doing agility, your mind becomes so confused about and into this little routine of going around the course that it becomes so-called inverted. So if you invert the cape, you get a nice shade of orange, which is mustard. So mustard sky. And you're
where's
looking off into
from?
A sunset that's mustard sky at the end. That's where mustard sky
so
comes
by the
from.
Time that you're done doing agility, you will be so wasted / tripping that you will see a mustard sky.
Yes.
Excellent. I understand now.
Yeah, so that's what mustard sky means.
All okay. Right, Shane.
I know someone posted a question in the topic of who's mustard and who's sky.
Adiv.
Yeah, and apparently you get luck and I don't get luck.
What the hell?
What?
Sorry, I'm trying to upload this picture. I inverted the colors of the picture that Paul sent, and it says the file format you attempted to upload is not supported. It's a PNG.
Oh my, I think it's time to wrap this one up. This has been RSBNB Update 187, there we go, for Thursday, January 15th, 2009, with Paul, aka PFK99s.
Yes.
With also Brad, who is also known as Chief Snake, and Chief Snake, who is also known as Brad.
What?
And I Mike.
It's a bit confusing for regular listeners. Here we go. I resaved it as a JPEG.
It's Chief Snake. There we go. And
yeah,
see, I just feel I need to do that because once somebody got confused, thought that you were actually Brad. So I just have to cover my bases here.
Oh yeah, I had someone PM me in RuneScape a while ago, asking me about something on the show, and I had no idea what he was talking about because I hadn't even listened to the episode, and it was talking about Brad, not actually me.
See, there you go. So, anyways, with that said, I think this episode of RSBNB Update is done. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. It's kind of like a horse, right? It looks like it's dropping stuff everywhere. It's either dirt or
dinosaur.
Shit. I don't know.
It's a dinosaur.
Looks like a donkey. Look at the head. You can see the ears.
I thought it was quite clear that that was a dinosaur.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see donkey, horse thing.